Over the last 10 years, technology's advanced to the point where now we expect to be alerted on our mobile devices or wherever we're living, because that's what we do on a day-to-day basis. And so government now has to not just keep up, but be able to really meet people where they're at, whether it's a mobile device or someone with a deaf and hard of hearing challenge, that we need to make sure we have visual alerting for those individuals. And so we need to have people that can now focus on not just the technology, but developing the processes, the procedures that make sure that those technologies are effective in alert and warning our community.
So speaking of the emergency alerts, you are now committed to using the wireless emergency alerts moving forward, which were not used during the October wildfires. Can you talk about, first of all, why those weren't used in October, and second of all, why you're choosing to move forward with those now?
It's important to note that I wasn't with the county at the time of the October fire. So my understanding is that the wireless emergency alert systems were in its infancies, basically, as a technology. Although they've been technically available since the year 2014, most jurisdictions in the country had no experience with them. Of course, now that we've seen how devastating and how rapidly moving those fires were, certainly beyond anything I've experienced, we want to make sure we're making use of all available systems and technologies. So the wireless emergency alert system, and it's important to note for everybody, has changed since the October 2017 fires. For example, the ability to deliver messages in Spanish will start in June of 2019. The ability to identify tighter geographic areas will start in November of 2019. All those changes are really as a result of our experiences here in Sonoma County.
So you mentioned that the ability to send wireless alerts in Spanish will not be there until June of 2019. How will you alert residents in the meantime?
So the new technology in June of 2019 is designed to take someone, say, who's got a device, a phone, and is their primary language, they've told the phone, I want to see Spanish. The device will now recognize whatever message is incoming and translate it into the language that the user has preferred. Right now, however, as a workaround, we're simply going to develop and deliver messages in both English and Spanish.
Another concern with the October wildfires was that when press conferences were held, there were not a lot that were translated into Spanish. Are there any changes coming to those fields as well?
So one of the key improvements that's going to be rolling out in the next couple of weeks is the county's new emergency website. We've designed a website that's going to be so dynamic that we're able to update it in real time and deliver English and Spanish messaging to our community so that they can turn to it and know that they're getting the most accurate information as soon as possible.
So once that website is rolled out, let's say there's an emergency going on, you should be able to log on and it will have all of the latest updates on the website in both languages?
That's correct. In addition to going to the website if there's an emergency, if you actually receive an alert on your mobile device or on SoCo Alert, you'll actually get a web link, a web address, if you would, a hyperlink that you can click on and will take you to that site where it will completely spell out the entire warning message in both English and Spanish, as well as a map of the area that we're trying to warn. And as information develops, for example, roads that might be open or closed, we'll post that information in real time to that website.